universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. In our backyard, we have a pear tree. My wife loves this pear tree, especially in spring, because it is covered with white flowers. I guess it's just absolutely beautiful. Now, I know we who are blind can't see it, but just try to picture that. A tree that's normally green, and it's fairly tall, too, maybe 30 feet tall, maybe a little bit more, I don't know. And it's kind of roundish, and it has a nice shape, and it's usually green, but all of a sudden in springtime, it's all covered with white flowers. Oh, it's kind of beautiful. I remember seeing trees and bloom and flowers, and it's really cool. And then she says, near the end of springtime, which we are now at, that then the flowers drop off, and as they drop, it's like snow coming down from the tree. It's just beautiful all around it. And so I think it was last year, the year before, I thought, oh, to picture this. And so I walked over to it to try to just kind of be under it, embrace it, maybe feel the flowers, and oh my gosh! It stunk. I got within 10 feet of it, and it repelled me. These flowers, though she said they're pretty, they were horrible, and they stunk, and they smelled, and oh my goodness. I thought, how can something so beautiful be so ugly at the same time? It's just really kind of weird. And I thought about that and thought about that. And, well, with this spring coming and going now with the tree once again being in full bloom and then dropping its flowers, it occurred to me, I wonder if that's kind of how we are, both to God and to people. Because there's sometimes we look real beautiful and are good to people. I mean, after all, I don't kill anybody and I don't steal from people and I don't speak bad about people, so I'm good. And there are times I do real good things for people. In fact, there's a food drive going on this weekend. We'll probably give some food. And so I'm doing a good thing, right? Well, what's in the heart, though? Well, and I may not be a killer, but do I hate people? I can't believe they did that. I got to have that as well. It is so cool, and it becomes greed. Or, as my mom always used to say, if you can't say anything good about somebody, don't say anything at all. But really, it should be find something to say good. Because, really, the Bible talks about us defending people and speaking well of them. And that food I'm giving away, it seems like a good thing, or am I just emptying out the pantry of the canned goods that I don't want anymore? You can see it both ways. And I know some people have said, oh, that person's not a Christian. And I go, oh, why is that? Well, listen to them. They're swearing all the time and the things they do. And I got to admit, wow, you know, yeah, on the outside it does seem pretty bad. And yet, what does God see in the heart? And I know at times the very same people who are questioned about being a Christian have actually gone out of their way to help people and do things that I would never think of doing in helping others. And so there are many levels. Just like this pear tree has beautiful flowers but stinky flowers, I think that's the way it is kind of with us in life as we relate to people and God. Sometimes we're good, sometimes we're bad. Well, then what do you make with all of this? A verse keeps coming back to mind. It's from Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, where Paul wrote, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value." I'll explain that in a second. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. But what counts is faith expressing itself in love. What Paul was trying to say here to these people, circumcision or uncircumcision. See, they were arguing back then, you had to be a Jew or not Jew. And if you are a Jew, you had to be circumcised. But that also meant you had to keep the law, the Ten Commandments, perfectly and strive to do it. And those who weren't of the a Jewish faith would say, no, I don't have to be circumcised. I don't have to keep these Ten Commandments. I can do this or that. And they had a different set of guidelines that they would follow. What Paul is really saying is, it's not keeping the law or keeping the law or not keeping the law that matters. That's not what value there is when we are in Christ Jesus. Because what Jesus did, and we've said this before, and I think you've heard this and know this, that Jesus lived the perfect life. He's the Son of God, but he was also human. He never sinned. And so he was perfect, something we aren't. And really, he should have just gone right back up into heaven as a perfect human being. But instead, he went the road of a sinner, and he died. You could have even died a cruel life, because some sinners are really cruel and evil and mean. So he did that for, and I'm not saying that we aren't cruel, evil, and mean, but I mean, his was the cruelest death of all, and he died. That's what a sinner does. He dies, because he can't keep the law. That's the punishment for sin, death. But in Christ Jesus, you know, keeping the law or not keeping the law, that's not what matters. But Paul goes on to then to say, but what counts, meaning in Christ Jesus, is faith expressing itself in love. What is faith? Trusting in Jesus that he is the one who forgives us. He is the one who kept the law. He is the one who died in our place. And if you want to tack on the things we do, then we need to do it in love. And that love, this word here is agape, which means self-sacrificing, giving. Not a you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back type of love. It's faith active in love. So once again, the Bible verse is, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. But what matters is faith active in love. This pear tree in spring reminds me of that, because there are many levels of things, human level, earthly level, but then there is the spiritual level. And we mix and get confused sometimes. Some places we're good, some places we're bad, and in different day, it switches. Well, what really, really matters is still one more level, and that is that of faith. That what we do, what we say, we're always doing it for Jesus, to say, thank you, Jesus, for what you did. I'm trusting in you for what you did for me. Faith means that we're clinging to God not by ourselves, but by what he has done. And in that sense, then, that's what matters. That's what has value to God. Because then it not only looks good, but smells good. I had one professor say to me, this is a really cute story, and I'm going to close on this. He said, I had a neighbor who drew this picture, and he showed it to me and said, what do you think? Well, it's not a bad picture. And he said, well, it's of you. And then he looked at it again and went, well, that guy's really fat, and he's not looking good at all. And all of a sudden, he didn't like the picture. And he said, but if now that was my son, and came up to me and said, Dad, I drew a picture of you. With a smile on the face, you could see the child is trying. Well, then of course Dad would be glad and probably put it up on the refrigerator. So it always depends on the relationship you have. Is it your dad or is it your angry neighbor? That's what the professor was trying to get to. The same picture. Same picture. But it's the relationship. What counts is faith active in love. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your many blessings and that you did take our place. You did die. And Lord, we are going to die, but we know that because we trust in you, just as you rose from the dead, we have that promise that we are going to rise from the dead too. Thank you. And keep that always in our minds, even as we struggle in this world with life and death issues. But also, Lord, as we struggle in this world of trying to be good, trying to do good, and trying to sort things out, that we always keep in mind what counts is our faith in you. And may we, in faith, in trust in you, always seek to give you thanks that the things we do will honor you and help others in love. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you about pear trees or other experiences of things on multiple levels. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Or if you get the email notification, just respond to that, and it comes to me. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.